God is my refuge, a strong and mighty power that I can walk into. God is my refuge, without Him, what would I do? God is my refuge, a strong and mighty power that I can run into. God is my refuge, without Him, what would I do? God is my refuge, a strong and mighty tower that I can run into. God is my refuge, without Him, what would I do?
Pardon there was multiplied to me. There my burden soul found liberty at Calvary. Mercy there was great and grace was free. Pardon there was multiplied to me. There my burden soul found liberty at Calvary. Mercy there was great, and grace was free. Pardon there was multiplied to me. There my burden soul found liberty at Calvary.
I started out to follow Jesus many years ago. The road was sometimes slippery and my steps were often slow. I met with opposition, I didn't quite know what to do. But I made up my mind to make it true.
Before the first round started, I said I'll fight until I win. I might even get knocked down, but I'll get up again. I'll control this temple, for I can't afford to lose. I've made up my mind to make it true. The years have come and they have gone, the battle has grown old. My mind's made up to win this fight, my faith has not grown cold. The joy of the Lord is still my strength, my confidence is true, and I've made up my mind to make it true. Before the first round started, I said I'll fight until I win. I might even get knocked down, but I'll get up again. I'll control this temple, for I can't afford to lose.
I made up my mind to make it true.
The years have come and they have gone. The battle has grown old.
My mind's made up to win this fight.
My faith has not grown cold. The joy of the Lord is still my strength. My confidence is true. And I made up my mind to make it true. Before the first round started, I said I'll fight until I win. I might even get knocked down, but I'll get up again. I'll control this temple, for I can't afford to lose. And I made up my mind to make it true.
I'll fight until I win. I control this temple. See? Mm-hmm. See what the fight is? The appetite.
Mm-hmm.
No matter how you look at it, this character we're in, that's the fight. It's not the neighbor. I'll fight until I win. I might even get knocked down. Many times I got knocked down with my appetite. But I'll get up again. I'll control this temple. See, the temple is your body, eh?
Mm-hmm.
but it's the temple of the Holy Ghost. We could sing it, but easily sung. But you gotta do it. More than fame, wealth, or desire, more than all this world's attire, more than anything in my life, I've got to make it. Take my possessions, great and small, friends and family, you can take them all. But more than anything in my life, I've got to make it. Yes, more than anything in my life, I've got to make it. I've got to know my name's inscribed in the Lamb's great book of life. I've got to hear him say, well done, enter that shiny one. But more than anything in my life, I've got to make it. What good is all I've come to know? I'll gain this world but lose my soul. But more than anything in my life, I've got to make it. If I can run and keep the pace, then I'll see his blessed face. But more than anything in my life, I've got to make it. Yes, more than anything in my life, I've got to make it. I've got to know my name's inscribed in the Lamb's great book of life. I've got to hear him say, well, enter my child, you one. But more than anything in my life, I've got to make it. What good is all I've come to know? I'll gain this world but lose my soul. But more than anything in my life, I've got to make it. If I can run and keep the pace, then I'll see his blessed face. But more than anything in my life, I've got to make it. Yes, more than anything in my life, I've got to make it. I've got to know my name's inscribed in the Lamb's great book of life. And I've got to hear him say, well done, enter my child, you won. But more than anything in my life, I've got to make it. I know the Lord will make a way for me. I know the Lord will make a way for me. If I live a holy life, shun the wrong and do what's right, I know the Lord will make a way for me. I know the Lord will make a way for me. I know the Lord will make a way. If I live a holy life, shun the wrong and do the right, I know the Lord will make a way for me. I know the Lord will make a way for me. I know the Lord will make a way for me. If I spend my life in prayer, I will meet him in the air. I know the Lord will make a way for me. I know the Lord will make a way for me. I know the Lord will make a way for me. If I spend my life in prayer, I will meet him in the air. I know the Lord will make a way for me. Gotta endure to the end. That's a tough one. Easy to have a start. There's a parable of Matthew 13. Mm-hmm. About the stony ground.
That's right.
And that one group, they backed up because they were offended at the word.
Mm-hmm.
The word of God was an offense to them.
Mm-hmm.
And then they could not go on. That's a problem nowadays. I know there's a lot of things we say, and it offends a lot of people, mm-hmm. right? Because it doesn't fit the narrative, eh?
That's right.
But it's for those, it says, and some fell on good ground, 36 mm-hmm. and 100 fruit, more 36 and 100 fold. That's for them, this message here.
Mm-hmm.
It's not for the ones that start the journey, it's the ones that are bound and determined. That's that simple. Back in the days of Jesus, just reading it there, the loaves and the fishes people,
mm-hmm.
5,000,
mm-hmm.
a free meal, eh?
Yeah.
It must have been good fish too, from heaven, eh? Somehow. And then the next day they were waiting for him to come back, you know, they followed them. And they're just after the loaf of the fishes. Then he had to let them know, tell them the truth. And he said, if you do not hate your father, your mother, your wife, your children, you cannot be my disciples. And then many turned back. And then there's still quite a few following him. And he knew they weren't coming for the right purpose. And he said, unless you eat my flesh and drink my blood, you have no part in me. Mm-hmm. Well, many left. And then he asked Peter, are you going to go too? Mother said, where should I go? You got words of eternal life. And that's where we are today. This here is words of eternal life. This here is living water. And I sometimes think, like in Virginia there, we had lots of hits here a while back. Now there's only one or two. And I guess we must say some things that doesn't fit the narrative, eh? Because mm-hmm. there's a lot of churches down there. When I tell them that the Vatican is responsible for the destruction of America, and these churches are one with them. And well, I guess what really offends a lot of people when I say you have to come into under the same and reign chapter. It's just something the Lord gave me to say one day.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to say it, have to say it, but it's the truth. And this offends a lot of people mm-hmm. that they chill out, eh?
Mm-hmm.
But we tell people the truth here. If there was another channel or another way or another somewhere there was something that's worth listening to, believe me, I'd be there. That's the last job I want. I didn't want this job. I didn't know even though it was available. But the Lord prepared me before the foundation of the world.
Mm-hmm.
I got no option. You know, I got no choice. I want to be found unworthy, unworthy mm-hmm. servant. So, I'm just chipping ahead.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if they're offended, let them be offended. It says back there, many were offended at the word.
That's right.
Even he had to tell John the Baptist in the prison there, blessed is he that's not offended at me. Blessed is he that's not offended at me and my word, you know.
Mm-hmm.
That word that offends a lot of people.
That's right.
Well, we didn't write the Bible. We're just trying our best to follow it.
That's
we're going to talk about fasting, you know. Mm-hmm. That's the last thing people want to do is fast. It's just reading it. When the Bible says, take heed,
mm-hmm.
you know, Jesus said concerning the end time, one of the first things is take heed lest any man deceive you. And it's just people go to church and they're not even aware that they're being deceived. And then he said, take heed lest any time your hearts be overcharged with eating and drinking. That's our battle. It's the food thing.
Mm-hmm. There's a lot of similarities. When you look at when Jesus fed the multitude, because Moses had said that there's gonna a prophet will arise among them, and he's gonna feed them, and then he fed this multitude, Jesus, and then they were after the bread, and they got a revelation. This is the prophet that Moses was talking about here, right over mm-hmm. here, right before us. God actually gave them a revelation. but they turned it into a carnality and wanted to make him king, and they wanted to him to feed him with literal bread, and because they did not take seriously the revelation that God gave them, Christ took from them what they had, and it was taken from them. And that's why he said, "Unless you eat of my bread and drink of my blood, this is what's gonna feed you, the bread of living, the bread of life, mm-hmm. the water of life, this word." It's all to do with the Word of God, and that's what happened in America when Brother Brenham came on the scene. He attracted a lot of people with the healing ministry, and then he started going into the Word of God, and all of a sudden they started disappearing. They all went back to their little denomination cages, mm-hmm. and there's only a few that will remain standing. And it's the same parable. It's the same, like it almost looks like you can see the whole thing playing out right before
right
your
now,
eyes.
The whole thing is playing out. And to be honest with you, when you analyze it, you step back and analyze it, the only one that really came out from under Brother Brenham's ministry is Brother Jackson.
That's right.
They were just kind of tag-alongs. Mm-hmm. They were out to make a name for themselves. Mm-hmm. But Brother Jackson, he had a proper handle on who Brother Brenham was.
Mm-hmm.
And then coming out from under Brother Jackson, the only two people is you and me that mm-hmm. heard what he said.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty hard sell, you know. This also offends a lot of people.
It does.
And,
mm-hmm.
But you see, we don't. In fact, here, I think it's about a month ago, I was sitting here and the Lord came by. He said, "Sam, there's nobody with you. It's just the two of you." And I was okay with it.
Mm-hmm.
And then he gave you the same thing, didn't he? Mm-hmm. The dream or something?
The dream, yeah.
And it was just, there's just the two of us.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I remember back about 15 years ago, I asked the Lord, what does my family think of me? He said, "Less than nothing."
Mm-hmm.
"They think of you less than nothing." Well, I couldn't accept it.
Mm-hmm.
And I tried my level best to kind of win them over my way.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know about that. And that was 15 years ago. Well, maybe about 6 months ago, Christmas time, I guess I really came to realize, hey, God was right in the first place.
Mm-hmm.
Should have cut them off right there. Should have done what I did here. Well, I can accept that. I don't mind that.
Mm-hmm.
Should have done that back then. Okay, I'll accept it. But here, what I've done, tried to train them all over about this guy Kemper, and what good did it do?
Mm-hmm.
Spend a lot of money on him. What good did it do? Should have listened to the Lord in the first place.
Mm-hmm.
Here he came at all they were out there to destroy us, tried to wedge between us.
Mm-hmm.
Be nothing but a headache and a pain. And if the Lord says something, you need to listen.
That's right.
I asked a simple question.
It's very serious.
I said, if you buy the list of the Lord, yeah, well.
You could save yourself a lot of miles.
Yeah. And at the end of the day, done a lot of damage on both sides.
Mm-hmm.
As if there was no benefit to them, none to me. They knew they could take advantage of me. They knew I'd do anything for them, just to kind of win them over. But at the end of the day, I had to cut them off.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why the Lord came the other day saying, "You guys got nobody, just the two of you."
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm okay with it. I like
mm-hmm.
it. So.
It's the truth, so.
You got to live with reality. You got to
mm-hmm.
live with truth, even
mm-hmm.
if it hurts.
Mm-hmm.
My hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. I dare not trust the sweetest frame, but wholly
lean on Jesus' name.
On Christ the solid
Rocker stained all underground is sinking sand. All underground is sinking sand. When darkness seems to hide his face, I rest on his unchanging grace. In every high and stormy gale, my anchor holds within the veil. On Christ the solid rock I stand, all underground is sinking sand. All underground is sinking sand. His oath is covenant, his blood support me in the whelming flood. When all around my soul gives way, when it is all my hope and stay. On Christ the solid rock I stand, all underground is sinking sand. All underground is sinking sand. When he shall come with trumpet sound, only I then in him be found. Dressed in his righteousness alone, faultless to stand before the throne. On Christ the solid rock I stand, all underground is sinking sand. All underground is sinking sand.
It's all a little stand at the end. When the shaking is done here,
mm-hmm.
like in Ezekiel 38, the shaking of all things,
mm-hmm.
the only thing that will stand is the Word of God.
Mm-hmm.
That's why we have all our lives anchored ourselves to the Word of God. It'll pay off. It might be rough time to time. This last 12 days, it was the toughest I've ever seen.
Mm-hmm.
Attacked. From without and within.
Mm-hmm.
See, we don't get attacked like Michael Lindell. He gets attacked from news media.
Mm-hmm.
From these guys. We get attacked from these demonic forces.
Yeah.
Like this week, your heart was pumping you. The attack was so strong, eh?
Mm-hmm.
And I knew, I realized it was an attack from Satan. And I said, I wonder where it's coming from. I couldn't figure out where it's coming. We got so many enemies.
Mm-hmm.
It could be anywhere. But as I said, God knows where it's coming from. And that night, about 10 o'clock at night or 11 o'clock at night, I was laying in bed. And he showed me where it's coming from. So all you got to do is recognize it. And then the attack stop or mm-hmm. send them back. But these are horrible. Wicked people that send out these attacks,
mm-hmm.
demonic, sold out to the devil,
mm-hmm.
witches. And he showed me where it's coming from, and once they showed me, it made a lot of sense. They're trying to finish me off, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And they know they can't finish me off, they're trying to kill you. It's mm-hmm. a killing spirit, it's mm-hmm. a religious spirit, trying to kill you. They know I'm useless without you. What good would be, because I got nobody. We only got each other, eh?
Mm-hmm.
The devil wants to take you out, and he uses these witches to put a curse on you to try to kill you.
Mm-hmm.
But we were on to them. I've been in this battle all my life, in the last 20, 30 years. And I found out how to defeat them. You got to fast and pray and seek the Lord to recognize where they're coming from. And once you can recognize where they're coming from, you can defeat them.
Mm-hmm.
I remember back 30 years ago, I guess it was, maybe even longer, I got such an attack. I was already in bed, and I couldn't even think. My brain couldn't even think. And I got in out beside the bed, and I tried to pray. I couldn't even pray.
No, you can't.
You mm-hmm. can't even pray. You just, it's just such a darkness, and such a, you can't even talk, you can't pray, you can't do nothing. And somehow I squeeze out, Lord, help me. And Jesus said, I will help you. But first, I'll tell you what's going on here.
Mm-hmm.
And here, and these were people I knew. Here, like there was demonic forces coming from four different directions.
Mm-hmm.
And then he pulled them back, like, you know. And there, lo and behold, here's this so-called Christian prick
mm-hmm.
putting the curse on me.
Mm-hmm.
He said, I'll show you what's going on here. And they had a prayer group, and they put these curses. And then there's a guy over in Brandon that I knew, been to prayer meeting with him. He sent out his charges. And from four angles they came. But the Lord said, I'll help you, but first I'll show you what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
And to this day, that was a very, very priceless experience.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I know these attacks come from somewhere. I just got to find out where they're coming from. And once I recognize where they're coming from, then it's over. Like, you can vouch for yourself. In the morning, I ask you, can you guess where the attacks are coming from? I said, no. Well, the Lord just showed me where they're coming from. And then he kind of got over it, eh?
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe even during the night, once I defeated that thing. Sometimes you have to send them back on them.
Mm-hmm.
Go back to whoever sent you, you know? And do a number on them. Sometimes you got to do that. But see, that's how we defeat these attacks. It doesn't cost us no money. We're not spending millions. And we don't have to against the media like Mike Lindell.
Mm-hmm.
We're in a different fight.
Mm-hmm.
This is a fight for the soul of the nation, for the soul of the world,
mm-hmm.
for the soul of of people, you know. If they can take you out, I'm done. This message is finished. The devil knows that.
Mm-hmm.
So it's actually a very interesting journey.
You know?
It is, yeah. Mm-hmm. It's not all sugar and roses.
No, it's not.
Especially did last week. And the Lord set my weight, you know, at 170 is the max.
Mm-hmm.
And during the winter, I kind of neglected it. I went over to, I think, at 181 or 182. And, then I had a horrible nightmare about 12 days ago. Oh, I don't want to ever have that nightmare again. I knew the nightmare was because I was over my 170.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the next day I said, I'm just drinking water until I get my weight down. And I figured the Lord might give me a break and let me get away with it. The Lord gives nobody a break.
No. Why should he?
He didn't give Jesus a break.
Mm-hmm.
And I began to fast. And that's why I say it'd been a tough week.
Mm-hmm.
And the toughest fast that I ever done was this past 12 days. And a week. And they say when you're over 65, when you fast, you should be after 12 days, you should be under doctor's supervision.
Mm-hmm. No, I had drifted on the floods of many
and search for land
in various ways.
Trouble we had some, but not from above. God gave him a sign
on the wings of a dove,
on the wings of a snow white dove. God sends down his pure sweet love, a sign from above. On the wings of a dove, Jesus our Savior came to earth one day. He was born in a stable and a manger of hay. Though he rejected, but not from above, God gave us his sign on the wings of a dove. On the wings of a snow-white dove, God sends down his pure, sweet love, a sign from above, on the wings of a dove. Though I have suffered in many a way,
I cried for healing both night and day. Faith wasn't forgotten by the Father above. He gave me a sign on the wings of a dove, on the wings of a snow white dove. God sends down His pure sweet love, a sign from above, on the wings of a dove,
on the wings of a snow white dove.
God sends down His pure sweet love, a sign from above, on the wings of a dove.
Where's it coming down?
Jesus had a table spread where the saints of God are fed. He invites the chosen people, come and dine with His manna He doth feed and supply our every need. Oh, the sweet to stop with Jesus all the time. Come and dine, the Master calleth, come and dine. You may feast at Jesus' table all the time. He who fed the multitude, turned the water into wine. And the hungry calleth now, come and dine. The disciples came to land, as obeying Christ's command. For the Master called to them, come and dine. There they found their heart's desire, bread and fish upon the fire. As He satisfies the hungry every time. Come and dine, the Master calleth, come and dine. You may feast at Jesus' table all the time. He who fed a multitude, turn the water into wine. To the hungry call it now, come and dine. Soon the Lamb will take His bride to the air at His side. All the hosts of heaven will assemble be. Oh, it'll be a glorious sight, all the saints and spotless white. And with Jesus they will feast eternally. Come and dine, the Master calleth, come and dine. You may feast at Jesus' table all the time. He who fed a multitude, turn the water into wine. To the hungry calleth now, come and dine. Come and dine, the Master calleth, come and dine. You may feast at Jesus' table all the time. He who fed a multitude, turn the water into wine. To the hungry calleth now, come and dine. Jesus, keep me near the cross, there a precious fountain, free to all a healing stream, flows from Calvary's mountain. In the cross, be my glory ever, till my raptured soul shall find rest beyond the river. Near the cross a trembling soul, love and mercy found me. There the bright and morning star sheds its beams around me. In the cross, be my glory ever, till my raptured soul shall find rest beyond the river. Near the cross, O Lamb of God, ring its saints before me. Help me walk from day to day with its shadows o'er me. In the cross, be my glory ever, till my raptured soul shall find rest beyond the river,
near the cross,
land should we,
hoping, trusting ever,
till I reach the golden strand, just beyond the river, in the cross, be my glory ever,
till my raptured soul shall find rest beyond the river.
Is the fountain filled with blood
drawn from Emmanuel's vein,
and sin its lot beneath the flood, lose all their guilty stain, lose all their guilty stain, lose all their guilty stain, and sin its lot beneath the flood, lose all their guilty stain. The dying teeth rejoice to see that fountain is day, and there may I do my lazy, wash all my sins away, wash all my sins away, wash all my sins away, and there may I do my lazy, wash all my sins away.
Do dying let
thy precious blood
shall never lose its power, till all the ransomed Church of God
be safe to sin no more,
be safe to sin no more,
be safe to sin no more, till all the ransomed Church of God be safe to sin no more.
Ever since by faith I saw the sweet, that glowing wound apply,
redeeming love has been my thing, and shall be till I die, and shall be till I die, and shall be till I die. Redeeming love has been my thing, and shall be till I die.
Then in the nobler,
sweetest song I'll sing thy part to save. When this poor lisping stammering tongue lies silent in the grave, lies silent in the grave, lies silent in the grave. When this poor lisping stammering tongue lies silent in the grave. Anyway, I have a scripture here. Romans 11, I think. Starting 18. Romans 11. Verse 18. I'll read their different verse. I'll read it in the King James, and then we'll go back reading that. Boast not against the branches, but if thou boast, thou bearest not the root, but the root thee. Thou wilt say then, the branches were broken off, that I might be grafted in. Well, because of unbelief, they were broken off. And thou standest by faith, be not high-minded, but fear. See, be not high-minded, but fear. Gotta walk humbly before the Lord. And fear. For if God spare not the natural branches, take heed, lest he also spare not thee. Heed that word in the Bible, take heed. Jesus said it was very important to take heed.
For if God spare not the natural branches, take heed, lest he also spare not thee. Behold, therefore, the goodness and severity of God. On them which fell, severity, but toward thee, goodness, if thou continue in his goodness. Otherwise, thou also shalt be cut off. And they also, if they abide not still in unbelief, shall be grafted in, for God is able to graft them in again. I read it, there's something come out here in this here version. Starting 18. Do not boast over the branches, but if you boast, remember that you do not support the root, but the root supports you. You know what's that? There it is. But if you boast, if you brag about yourself, you know, think or something, or like a branch goes bragging about what great branch he's got and nice leaves. It's the root that produces the...
Well, it's a grafted in one.
It's the root that feeds that branch,
that's
eh?
Right. Mm-hmm.
It's not the branch that feeds the root.
Mm-hmm.
That's what he's trying to say here in this. And this translates. Sometimes it's good to take a different translation because it brings it out. And I just saw it today. Do not boast over the branches. But if you boast, remember that you do not support the root, but the root supports you. You know, people have a tendency to reverse it. Then you will say the branches were broken off so that I could be grafted in. Granted. They were broken out because of their unbelief. But you stand by faith. Do not be arrogant, but fear. For if God did not spare the natural branches, perhaps he will not spare you. Nor does therefore the kindness and harshness of God, harshness towards those who have fallen, but God's kindness toward you, provided you continue in his kindness, otherwise you will also be cut off. See what it says in German. So rieme dich nicht wieder die Zweige. Riemst du dich aber wieder sie, so sollst du wissen, dass du die Wurzel nicht trägst, sondern die Wurzel trägt dich. I never seen it like that. I just read it this morning. And so sprichst du, die Zweige sind ausgebrochen, dass ich hineingepropft werde. See, blindness and part has happened to the Jews until the fullness of the Gentiles have come in. Ist wohl geredet, sie sind ausgebrochen ihres Unglaubens willen. Du stehst aber durch den Glauben, sei nicht stolz, sondern fürchte dich. Hat Gott den natürlichen Zweig nicht verschont, dass vielleicht dich auch nicht verschont. Darum schaue die Gegend der Narz Gottes, der Narz von denen, die gefallen sind, die Güte aber an dir, sofern du an der Güte bleibst, sonst wirst du auch aufgehauen werden. That's why I always say we don't have a pass.
Mm-hmm.
You gotta endure to the end.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody getting a pass on this journey. And we sure won't either.
Mm-hmm.
I found that out time and time again. Heavenly Father, we just read this portion of your word here, Lord. I just pray you'll give us wisdom, give us grace to found on the things that you showed us during the week. And I just pray, Lord, you'll open up the hearts of the people, that they'll see it, the reality, the danger zone that we're living in now. And you say, take heed, that tell me is a very, very dangerous time that we're living in, and a very dangerous position that people are living in. So we just pray you'll give that increase. In Jesus Christ's name we pray.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I want to go to Deuteronomy to try to show you what this is all about. But before I do that, I want to say the Bible says Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He doesn't change his principles, his precepts, and the way he operates. Let's do Deuteronomy 28, and it shall come to pass, if thou shalt hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord thy God, to observe and to do all his commandments, which I command thee this day, that the Lord thy God will set thee on high above all nations of the earth. And all these blessings shall come on thee and overtake thee if thou shalt hear, if thou shalt hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God. Blessed shalt thou be in the city, and blessed shalt thou be in the field. Blessed shall be the fruit of thy body, and the fruit of thy ground, and the fruit of thy cattle, and the increase of thy kine, and the flux of thine sheep. Blessed shalt thou thy basket and thy store. Blessed shall be thy basket and thy store. Blessed shalt thou be when thou comest in, and blessed shalt thou be when thou goest out. Nothing but goodness. Goodness, all they had to do was listen to the Lord their God. The Lord shall cause thine enemies that rise up against thee to be smitten before thee, before thy face. They shall come out against thee one way and flee before thee seven ways. Man, had it made, just simply be the Lord your God. The Lord shall command the blessings upon thee in thy storehouses, and in all that thou settest thy hand unto, and he shall bless thee in the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. The Lord shall establish thee and holy people unto himself, as he hath sworn unto thee, if thou shalt keep the commandments of the Lord thy God, and walk in his ways. It's not that hard. Yeah, you just crucify the flesh. It's pretty simple. And all people of the earth shall see that thou art called by the name of the Lord, and they shall be afraid of thee. And the Lord shall make thee plenteous in goods, in the fruit of thy body, and in the fruit of thy cattle, and in the fruit of thy ground, and the land which the Lord sware unto thy fathers to give thee. Man, nothing but goodness here. Nothing to worry about. You don't even need a wall around your city. The Lord shall open unto thee his good treasure, the heaven to give the rain unto thee, unto thy land, and his season, and to bless all the work of thy hand, and thou shalt lend unto many nations, and thou shalt not borrow. And the Lord shall make thee the head, not the tail. And thou shalt be above only, and thou shalt not be beneath. If thou hearken unto the commandments of the Lord thy God. See? Just keep his commandments, which I command thee this day to observe and to do them. And thou shalt not go aside from any of the words which I command thee this day, to the right hand or to the left, to go after other gods to serve them. See? They're pretty simple. Nothing but goodness and mercy. That's back then to Israel. Now we're going to come into the meat of the thing when we come to America. It's the same principle, the same God, it's the same. See, and Psalm, I think it's in 119. It talks about his precepts and his laws. They don't change. They're always the same. Mm-hmm. But here it comes. But it shall come to pass, if thou wilt not hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God, to observe to do all his commandments and his statutes, which I command thee this day, that all these curses shall come upon thee and overtake thee. Cursed shalt thou be in the city. Cursed shalt thou be in the field, cursed shall thou thy basket and thy store be. See, it's opposite now. Curses, curses, curses. Cursed shall be the fruit of thy body, and the fruit of thy land, the increase of thy kind, and the flux of thy sheep. But here's the opposite. And at the end of the day, it says, I will take great pleasure in destroying you. And you can see it. In the days of the destruction of Jerusalem, he took pleasure in the destruction of that Jewish nation simply because they turned their back on him. And where does it say, I will take great pleasure? And thy carcass shall be meat unto the fowls of the air, and unto beasts of the earth, and no man shall fray them away. The Lord shall smite thee with the butts of Egypt. On and on, you can read that whole chapter, and it's horror upon horror, simply because they rejected the Lord. They did not listen to the Lord their God, and they began to serve other gods, and eventually it just got worse and worse. I'm just reading Judges during the week, and they drifted and they cried out to the Lord, and the Lord came to their rescue. And then they drifted. It lasted for about 100 years, and then they drifted back again. Back and forth they went. And you can read that old chapter to see exactly what's happened to them. At the end of the day, like these things have been written for our admonition, and on the ends of the earth have come. And it's the same here today. You see it in America, but back in that Jewish nation, it got worse and worse, that they were beyond repair, and he took the ten tribes completely out, and there was only Judah left, and then finally Nebuchadnezzar took Judah in captivity for 70 years.
Mm-hmm. It's in 63, verse 63.
And it shall come to pass that as the Lord rejoiceth over you to do you good. Boy, he was just happy to do him good.
Mm-hmm.
There's just no limit to what he would have done.
Mm-hmm.
To do you good and to multiply you. So the Lord will rejoice over you to destroy you and to bring you to naught. And you shall be plucked from off the land whither thou goest to possess it. That's pretty scary.
Mm-hmm.
It takes take heed back there. And don't be proud lest you also be a castaway. And that's what happened to the Jewish race. You could take a bird's eye view and go through that whole chapter, biblical history of Israel. After Joshua told them the same thing. And about 100 years, maybe one generation after Joshua left the scene, they were good. They did exactly that. They mm-hmm. followed the Lord their God. And then when Joshua went off the scene for 100 years after that, I guess they didn't obey God. That generation was supposed to tell their children mm-hmm. what happened in Egypt and all that. And they forgot to tell their children. Mm-hmm. That next generation, they forgot about God. They didn't know nothing about Pharaoh.
Mm-hmm.
And then they just drifted away. And they began to serve other gods. Finally, God sent them these judges. And then God would come to their rescue through Gideon and through Samson and through the different ones and through Deborah. And they were good for another 40 years. And they drifted away, serving out of God. Back and forth it went. But God, rich in mercy, tried to help them a bit. Mm-hmm. Cried out to him. And you got to remember, it's very important. Every time they cried out to him, the Lord came to their rescue.
Right.
But they really had to cry out to him from the depth of their soul.
Mm-hmm.
God came to their rescue. And when it came to Nebuchadnezzar, they really didn't cry out to him no more.
Mm-mm.
And
they thought the Egyptians, will help them.
They depended on the Egyptians, anything but God.
Mm-hmm.
And then the prophet Jeremiah told them, just come under Nebuchadnezzar, you.
Mm-hmm.
God can't trust you anymore to run the country.
Mm-hmm.
Because you go and serve any other gods. But God had to come under him and take him captivity. And then Jeremiah told him, just come under the yoke of Nebuchadnezzar, he'll take care of you.
Mm-hmm.
Tell your life. You'll be able to live in your houses, you'll be able to grow your vineyards, your temple will not be destroyed, nothing will happen to you. But see, they rebelled.
Mm-hmm.
They went down to Egypt, and we're not going to come under Nebuchadnezzar's yoke, no matter what. And that's exactly what happened. They rebelled against him, and they just were slaughtered. They were taken in captivity.
Mm-hmm.
And for 70 years, and your own fault, you know,
mm-hmm.
your own fault. And then you know the history, and then finally just back and forth it went until 69 A.D., after they crucified the Lord of Glory. And then for 30 or some years, the Lord tried to bend over back to get them to repent of what they'd done. And then he sent Paul in, and Paul said, I would rather be cursed. To be God, you put me out of your book.
Mm-hmm.
Just save my brethren.
Mm-hmm.
And the Lord told him that's not going to happen. Each must bear his own burdens. And anyway, what happened in 69, 80, 88, they were just beyond repair. Mm-hmm. Could not be helped. And then when Titus saw the temple burning, he had to step back, the wrath of their God. Mm-hmm. And here it says, I will take great pleasure in destroying it. Mm-hmm. And he'd be plucked from the land, and they were sold into all over the world. They were sold. Mm-hmm. To this day, they're still in exile.
It says, and the Lord shall scatter thee among all people from the one end of the earth even unto the other end. And there thou shalt serve other gods, which neither thou nor thy father hast known, even wood and stone.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And that's the story of Israel.
Mm-hmm.
But we're not talking about Israel in this hour. They got their thing cut out for them. Now God's restoring them back. Mm-hmm. But we want to go to America.
Mm-hmm.
What's going on in America today? And you can pray all you want. You can do whatever you want. That George Washington's vision is going to happen. Now, there's individuals like they were back there. They were crying out to the Lord. There's people in America that are crying out to the Lord.
Oh, yes.
And the Lord comes to their rescue. Mm-hmm. Like, there are genuine people there. But the nation as a whole,
yeah,
forget it.
Mm-hmm.
It ain't going back.
Mm-mm.
Until
it cannot go back.
It's impossible. Because right now, you see, what Biden, you get worked up over Biden and things like that. But see, it's the Lord taking great pleasure in destroying it. That's exactly what's going on. During the week. And then when you go over back to the history of America, how this nation was founded on godly principle, Judeo-Christian principle. And through George Washington, when George Washington had that vision, when an angel came down and talked to him in his office there, and said, he said, let George write, you know, George, we're setting up a nation amongst all the nations of the world. We're setting up America that people from all over the world can come here and serve God and country. That's mm-hmm. what we're doing here. That's what we're setting up this nation for. And for a while it was a good nation. It was. And so that all people from all over the world can come, and like I said, and serve God and country. As long as they do that, you'll do exactly what he did back there to Israel.
Mm-hmm.
Promise some good things if you do that. Let that land, the government is here to protect you, to serve both God and country. That's the only thing the government has to do. And they give them a constitution, a foolproof constitution. All they got to do is abide by their constitution. In fact, there they abode by that, but now all they simply had to do is abide by the constitution.
Right,
and they can't even do that.
Yeah, it's all mapped out for
yeah.
them. Yeah, just all, like the Israelites
yeah.
had it all mapped out for them.
And here,
mm-hmm.
they try to break the constitution to the point where they even kill babies.
Mm-hmm.
Where's that in the constitution? And I saw it all week how America had drifted even further than, there's nothing evil enough. They've even drifted further than Israel had.
Mm-hmm.
And there's nothing wicked enough. And simply because in the 60s, God gave America an olive branch. Get back to the Word.
Mm-hmm.
Water baptism in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And Brother Bennett preached his heart out. I think he wept for 2 weeks. Because when they rejected water baptism in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, they rejected the Lord's program that he had for America. He had a president, and Kennedy would have just reversed that whole American society
mm-hmm.
towards the good.
Mm-hmm.
And had the churches of America accepted the prophet, the message for their day, I shouldn't even, it was the message for their day, just Brother happened to be the carrier
That's
of it.
Right.
It was
yeah.
God's message mm-hmm. for America to get back to the Word.
Mm-hmm.
And like we were saying some time back, everything from the 1900s as gearing toward that, when that Azusa Street and mm-hmm. that revival came,
mm-hmm.
everything was gearing toward that 1960 interview that Brother Man had with the Church of America.
Mm-hmm.
And it was all about, let's get back to the Word. Water baptism in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, which is the foundation of Christianity, Acts 2, verse 38, And they rejected that very thing. They all promised, we'll be back tomorrow to get baptized.
Mm-hmm.
And not one of them showed up. And I believe Brother Jack, Brother Branham wept for weeks. Because he saw the fallout.
Yep.
He saw what's going on in America mm-hmm. today. If you reject this, the devil gets the key to America. But see, those that believe, you and I, we believe. When we heard about Brother Branham and Brother Jackson,
mm-hmm.
we believed the message.
Mm-hmm.
So we're part of that blessing that talks to you about if you obey my voice and all that. That's what we've been into the last 30 years,
mm-hmm.
or all our lives, really. Well, I shouldn't say all our lives because I was backslidden for a number of years. But ever since the Lord tapped me on the shoulder and said, Sam, I'm coming. Oh, no, he woke me up 2 o'clock in the morning. Told me, Sam, I'm coming soon. Sam, I'm coming soon. It's coming in my lifetime. And then later on, he tapped me on the shoulder and said, let's go, we got some work to do. And I knew if I do what the Lord tells me to do, I'm going to lose everything. I'm going to lose my life
mm-hmm.
for his sake and the gospel. And I was willing to do it. And that's why we are here where we are today. Because I said, yes, Lord, yes, to your will and to your way. I'll say, yes, Lord, I will trust you and obey. And that's been my life for the last 30 years. I mean, yes, people out there, what do we think about Sam? It'd be all negative,
mm-hmm.
you know. Which doesn't bother me because the Lord told me so himself.
Mm-hmm.
Sam, you got nobody. I'm okay with that. In fact, I like it. After a while, it becomes a way of life kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
But here we are, telling America and the world what is going on, where is God and all that. He's exactly what's about that there was with Israel. You walk in my ways, my statutes, you'll be blessed. Your coming and going will be blessed. Look how he's blessed us.
Mm-hmm.
Like you can't even, if you try to get a serious catalog and order everything, that you want, you couldn't even come near to what how much the Lord has blessed us with.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't have about that new truck more than a million years. But the Lord told us to go down and get it. He wants to bless us. Blessed you'll be when you go out, and you'll be blessed when you come in. Oh man, you can't even begin to thank him enough for all the blessings that he's given us. I mean, where do you start? And we're one of these recipients that believe the prophet.
Mm-hmm.
And believe the scripture as it is written. And here we are, trying, doing our level best to stay alive spiritually. Like I said, this week we got so attacked. And like I say, the news media is not our enemy, or not something that we fight against. We just kind of pass it by
mm-hmm.
because they don't read to us.
Yes,
we
right.
get attacked
mm-hmm.
direct from Satan himself because he knows. If he gets you out from here, and that's been our attack for the last, ever since I picked you up.
Mm-hmm.
Your family wants to shoot me, my family wants me to drop you up in a back alley in a dumpster somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
That's just the way it is. You might as well be honest.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't like to have to say that, but that's exactly the way it is. But see, we're okay with it. That part of that word that I might know him, the power of resurrection, the fellowship of the suffering, that put us, yanked us into a reality, into a dimension where no fowler can come and touch
mm-hmm.
us. We're in a place high, hidden away in the cleft of the rock. They think we're shacking up, and here we're under the arms, under the shadow of the Almighty,
mm-hmm.
you know, just having a great old time.
Mm-hmm.
And let them make fun, we're enjoying it, because we're hid away in the cleft of the rock.
And they don't know that every time they say these things, they're bringing judgment upon themselves.
Exactly. That's what
and
it says
their thoughts. Uh-huh. So they're only bringing that judgment upon themselves. So.
Because, and then it says, blessed are ye when men shall revile and say all manner of evil against you. For great is your reward in heaven. I don't mind it. I'm used to it. It's part of the program.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
mm-hmm.
all Peter said, don't think it's strange. When these fiery darts come against you, there's nothing that offends us because we're not offended in the Word of God. We're not offended. We're not ashamed of Jesus, you
mm-hmm.
know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And he's been so good to us. Why should I be offended? Why should I be intimidated when people say and do a thing?
That's right.
Let them mock if they want.
Yeah.
Praise the Lord. There's nothing but an Enoch.
Mm-hmm.
But here you see America slipping away, rejecting the prophet. And what happens when you reject God's way? God only has one way.
Exactly.
You wanted to move the church on ahead, and here the Church of America rejected it. And like I'm doing, you're ringing keys here, devil. Go out, go for it. Mm-hmm. Destroy America.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what he's been doing the last 60 years, since the 1960s. And I mean, you can't, your mind can't even go how low down and how depraved it is that they kill babies when they're, pass legislation to kill babies when they're a month old. And it's all legal.
Mm-hmm.
It's
mm-hmm.
all legal. That the transgender, that's the worst of the worst.
Mm-hmm.
Going into these schools and trying to get these kids to do the transgender thing.
Mm-hmm.
And they know nothing about that stuff. You can't even imagine here. The Lord is saying, I will take great pleasure in destroying you.
Mm-hmm.
That's what you see down there. God's taking pleasure in destroying you. You get worked up, you know, but
mm-hmm.
all week long the Lord was yanking me back to reality
mm-hmm.
and to what's really going on. It's not the devil that's doing it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, the devil is doing it, but the devil can't do nothing if the Lord doesn't let him.
Yeah, and if people don't hand over those rights.
Yeah,
you know,
you
because of rejecting, and because of not wanting to go God's way.
Yeah.
And then there's only one way left. Who do you think is going to control America? It's the Vatican.
Yeah.
Because there's only those two entities.
Those two forces.
Forces in the world. So the devil is using the Vatican to control the world. And they hide behind a lot of things like
China, Soros, and
Ukraine, and these things. It's all
Zuckerberg.
Mm-hmm. They have many names: George Soros and Rockefellers, and they use a lot of Jewish people to do their dirty work.
Yeah.
It's because the Jews, because of their rejection, they're actually sold out to the devil.
Yeah, they're the same.
They're
in that category still.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yes, they're devil's tool.
Yeah.
So, and they're smart people.
Mm-hmm.
And the devil uses that intelligence to work against the human beings.
Work again. They're in Hollywood,
mm-hmm.
and a major producer in Hollywood,
mm-hmm.
and everywhere you look, there's the Jew. And behind it's the spirit of the Vatican, the spirit of Satan.
Mm-hmm.
And, well, God is allowing it. Just like that thing I shared with where these demons were coming from four angles, but they were on a leash.
Mm-hmm.
God just allowed them to attack me, to show me something. Because
mm-hmm.
I could see these ropes like a strong elastic. They just, once I recognized it, I'll show you what's going on. And they kind of flew back, yanked back to their prayer meeting.
Yeah.
And these ones were yanked back to their prayer mm-hmm. meeting. These ones to their four angles.
Mm-hmm.
The devil set it all up, you know. But God showed me that.
Mm-hmm.
And here's another thing he showed me back in the day when I went up against that Hutterite system. And the Lord got me to go to this prayer meeting. And then I told my wife, I'm going up to this prayer meeting. And then she threatened to report me. And, well, I backed off. Man, I lived. If she reports me, I'm done. I'll be out on the street. They find out that I'm going to a prayer meeting outside of the colony. So I was intimidated.
Mm-hmm.
And I was scared to go there. And then, once I didn't go, all the forces of hell
mm-hmm.
were unleashed at me. Yep, till then, as long as I did what the Lord told me, they were on a leash.
Mm-hmm.
But as soon as I was intimidated by her threatening to report me, God just unleashed it in it. It's devils.
Mm-hmm.
Go for it. Till I repented. There's no devil in hell is going to stop me. And then the Lord took back these
mm-hmm.
demonic forces.
Mm-hmm.
And next Friday, there's no devil in hell could stop
mm-hmm.
me. I don't care. The United States government up there. I would have just gone up there. And here, lo and behold, that very morning I was tagged and I was called up for confrontation. Where were you? Well, I was up at a prayer meeting.
Mm-hmm.
What's wrong with our meetings? I lost my respect for you guys, the way you twist the Word of God
mm-hmm.
and make it fit your narrative. And it's okay to go the court and sue. One called the AFRONET, and you guys all okay it. And so many things. I give them about 13 articles mm-hmm. that I can't go along with. And anyway, that was the end of Solomon mm-hmm. Grundy. That was the end of me as a Hutterite. And the rest is history. But see, it taught me how Satan can do nothing
mm-hmm.
if you do what it says here in Deuteronomy. If you do exactly what it says and follow his laws, his precepts, his principles. And that's what I've been trying to do the last 30 years. I try to stay as close to the Lord ever since he tapped me on the shoulder. I try to stay away from things, and then the Lord began to deal with me about my weight back about, probably 15, 16 years ago, because he gave me a scripture, present your body a living sacrifice. And it wasn't easy. The way I love food. And then now, here, he puts me on a fast for 40 days, 3 years in a row. And what happened would be, I would lose my weight. I would go down 40 pounds and then back up again. That's how it fluctuated. 3 years in a row I did that. And the Lord gave me my measurement, my weight. You better go down and you stay down there. And like I said, during the winter, I was kind of slubbing up. Just hoping God will give me a break. I tell you right now, anybody might listen, he ain't giving nobody a break. You do what he says, or you'll be out exactly where these Israelites were.
Mm-hmm.
And nobody's going to get a pass mm-hmm. with the Lord. You do what he says and be done with it.
Mm-hmm.
And I found that out. You're better off to stay within the confines of his channel, of his channel, what he wants for you to do.
Mm-hmm. It's like America. When you look at America and all the entertainment that they have, the Hollywood, all the sports, and et cetera, their whole life revolves around entertainment and food. You go down the billboards, it's all food and restaurants
uh-huh.
and entertainment and pleasure,
yeah.
whatever the flesh loves. And then, you know, it was easy for the enemy to come in and infiltrate our government.
Mm-hmm.
It was easy for them to come in with Rhino Republicans, with all these Democrats, and all these lying what are they called in the, like the representatives.
Yeah.
The delegates, all the delegates that do the delegates for their election. Mm-hmm. It was easy to steal an election.
Yeah.
It was like, America, you're asleep. We got the floor.
Mm-hmm.
Now, to gain that back, that is hard. That's an upright. The devil doesn't let go of his properties that he has stolen so easily.
Yeah.
So that's an uphill battle that they have to fight. And you know what? The only way I can see appeasing God, his wrath, is a civil war. Now, people will say, oh, that's not how God is. That is how God is. You... Exodus, I think it's 15, and the Lord is a man of war.
Yeah, yeah.
And you know what? We are no longer in the grace age for him to have grace upon and look everything over
yeah.
because of mercy and Jesus being on the mercy seat. Here we're in the week of Daniel. You're looking at a different aspect of time here now. You're looking at a different way that God is going to deal with things. He's not going to overlook all these corrupt, what they're doing in the, like those, they're all compromised, those senators, those governors. A lot of them, they have sold out their soul to sex trafficking, and you won't even want to know half of the things that they're involved in.
Mm-hmm.
So that, you know what? If you don't sign this law that's coming out, then we're going to release some pictures of you doing this and that and the other. So they're all blackmailed.
Yeah.
So how do you think a country can function? But that's all due to the fact that they rejected God's message, just like the Jews rejected God's blessings that he wanted to bestow upon them if they live in the order that God wanted them to live in. And it's not that hard. And you know what? The rewards of living that way, the blessings that you receive from God, nothing, like, how can anybody substitute wanting to do something evil, like and lose your soul, and not
use that protection that God has for you?
Yeah, and you know, be eternally separated from God, and not experiencing God throughout of eternity. That is something people don't even consider. And these people, they want to take your children already. So you know that every generation is gone, like it was.
It's worse and worse.
Yes, and when the days of Noah, as it was in the days of Noah, he found Noah.
Only one in a million.
Mm-hmm. It's the same in this generation. What going happened back then?
Yeah, going back to George Washington, he had. That angel told me there's three perils.
Mm-hmm.
The two already happened.
Mm-hmm.
You think the third one's going to be left out? You think he's going to just... Mm-hmm. God's going to erase what he said through that angel? Mm-hmm. There's a third peril coming. There'll be more bloodshed than the other two combined.
Mm-hmm.
I can say about twice as much. But all this filth together in America now. And all these immigrants, illegal immigrants. Oh, Katie barred the door. Mm-hmm. I'm just glad... that we're under the shadow of the Almighty. There's nothing that can touch us.
Mm-hmm.
Just like back in the day when Israel, when God sent out these fishers, these rabbis, brothers, it's time to go back to the homeland and start building up Israel. And those that obeyed the fishers, they went. They went back and sold their property and went back into this, what they call a swamp.
Mm-hmm.
But when that Second World War came, nothing could touch them. These Nazis, they could not come into Israel and kill these and capture these Jews that were obedient to the fishers. And here's the same thing. This catastrophe, this judgment that's coming in America, they're not going to touch us.
Mm-hmm.
They're not going to be able to because we have accepted the message for our day.
Mm-hmm.
We've done everything we could to keep our head above the water. We've been everything we could to observe the laws of God. But you'd be dealing with us, fasting and
staying in touch with him. And it's the same way that happened in 69, you know. Jesus warned them when you see Israel being encamped.
Jerusalem being surrounded.
Yeah, Jesus being surrounded, that, you know, get out. Don't even go into your house. Don't even do this. Get out. And that Jesus warned them beforehand.
It was not the one Christian that died in that Holocaust. And here's the same thing. God knows those that put their trust in him. I was reading over in Nahum one day, and the Lord woke me up in the middle of the night. Nahum, like the angel of the Lord, like the angel that sent the ministering spirit to minister to us.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he just happened to wake me up and told me to go read Nahum.
Mm-hmm.
I went and I read it, and I read it for about 2 weeks because there's something in there. I got to read it until this thing jumps out at me. And here it jumped out at me. There's no way that God will acquit the wicked. And he knows those that put their trust in him.
Mm-hmm.
And a whirlwind, like there's a tornado, he'll reach down and he'll protect you in a whirlwind. You can read it. Nahum. It's only got three, I think it's now one. And he's doing the same thing here. He's faithful. In fact, he's actually faithful times a million.
Mm-hmm.
Look how faithful he's been to us. And look how we've not always been the way we should be, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I feel himself sometimes, I get faint in my heart. But he knows I want to serve him. I want to do what's right. But like Paul was saying, but my flesh wants to pull this way, my spirit wants to go this way, and sometimes the flesh wins. Mm-hmm. That's why it's so detrimental to fast on this day and hour that we're in, because you're not going to make it. You could try, but you're just going to take three steps ahead and four back. That's how it's going, because I tried for a long time, and it doesn't work. And the Lord came on the scene and said, you're not going to make it without fasting, so you might as well settle that And then I started fasting, and I could win the victory over all the stuff that's going on. But that's what's happening in America. God is saying, I will take great pleasure in destroying it. Mm-hmm. That's what's going on. Where is God and all that? Where are those individuals? Like I say, back in the day, they cried out to the Lord and came to the rescue as a nation.
Mm-hmm.
But here it's as an individual, because it's not dealing with nation-wise anymore. It's dealing with individuals. But at the end of the day, there will be a civil war. There will be the nation in order to bring the nation back to where she belongs, where God wants it to be. And then that will be a nation that the country is for God and country.
Because mm-hmm. He said, while there's dew, this union will stand.
Yeah, it'll only go so far.
Mm-hmm.
As God is duty bound, He only lets things go so far, mm-hmm. and then He puts the plug on it, mm-hmm. shows up, and then judgment comes in.
Mm-hmm.
Cleans up the town. But I just wanted to really emphasize, you want to know what's in America, go back, read what happened to the Israeli nation. They got scattered all over the world. They got destroyed. They got annihilated at 69 AD, and then that was it.
Mm-hmm.
And that was a nation. Until 1949, the Lord is bringing them back, and He's going to establish them, and they're going to take their borders, because He promised in His word, you
yeah.
know.
Mm-hmm.
Then when the decree shall be far removed.
That's right.
You know?
Uh-huh.
You gotta look at the whole scope of the scripture.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I didn't see that till quite blank. I thought the whole nation was kaboom. But see, it's the individual in America that they cried out to the Lord. It's Stu Peters. It's the these moms that are desperate. These Michael and Dells, you know,
mm-hmm.
they're putting their life on the line
mm-hmm.
to bring the nation back to God, you know, and these are the ones that's going to somehow make it.
Yeah.
No matter what.
Mm-hmm.
God's got His hand on them. But the nation as a whole is so corrupt, God has to bring judgment. God has to, there's no way that God will forever, that evil will triumph.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm trying to say.
Mm-hmm.
To you and I, it's a crystal clear what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
'Cause we go by the Bible. Like, we don't go by public opinion and what the masses say. In fact, I hate listening to the news. It's just a turn off. Because it takes you away from reality.
Mm-hmm. It does. That's what it's designed to do.
Yeah.
To take you away from reality.
And make believe that the devil is in charge.
Mm-hmm.
After a while, you listen to why you think the devil is in charge.
Yeah.
He's not in charge. He's just been given.
Mm-hmm. And the worst is Fox News.
Yeah. Yeah, they know who to bring in. Now they got that Caitlyn Jenner in.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man, how sick can you get?
Mm-hmm. That's how low the devil will take a nation when they reject God.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he was given the keys mm-hmm. in the 60s. Man, if they would have done what the prophet said, what Brother Brown told them, Kennedy would not have been assassinated.
Mm-hmm. No, he wouldn't have, because even though he was a Catholic, He was
more American than Catholic.
He was more American than George, the Bushes were.
Oh, man.
The Bushes were the worst president in history, in my opinion. They're the worst president because they were the ones who wanted that new world order. And it's through those two clowns.
They paved the way
yes,
for what's going
on
there.
Yes, they did. Mm-hmm.
See, this thing kept them slow, eh?
Mm-hmm.
Then the bomb accelerated it, and this cowboy there now,
mm-hmm.
he's pedal to the metal.
Mm-hmm.
And you just gotta sit back. Well, God, when you're done with him, you do whatever.
Mm-hmm. And when he's gonna be done, God says in Hebrews 10, this is the covenant that I will make with them after those days. After those days, saith the Lord, I will put my laws into their hearts, and in their minds will I write them. And their sins and iniquities will I remember no more. Now where remission of these is, there is no more offense, offering of sin. So in the end, God's going to receive them again, the Jewish people. That's why. Yeah,
the decree shall be far removed. Mm-hmm, it's just like it never happened. Mm-hmm. And he's graven them in the palm of his hand. How can I forget you?
That's right. And,
good things happening.
It is.
You got to stay, keep your head above the water, and we'll be partakers of it. This whole jab and this lockdown, that's all God allowing it.
Mm-hmm.
We're good that down to the sports, like drove around the sports class, couldn't even find parking there. That's because of the lousy, stupid hugging game.
Mm-hmm.
The country's on fire, the world is on fire, and they go to these hugging games to entertain them, you know.
Mm-hmm.
They still haven't learned a lesson. That's why it says it'll be like, take heed lest any time your heart be overshadowed with eating and drinking and the cares of this world, like
that's
you
right.
saw it yesterday.
Yeah.
And that day come upon you, because it'll come like a snare.
Mm-hmm.
Like that day, like it, they're not going to change. They're just going to go to the sports sessions and things like that. Until that day comes, you know.
That's right.
And then ding, there comes that lasso.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't even know what happened. Oh, we'll be trying to war. God's been standing in the shadows forever and a day. But they fear not God, you know.
No, they don't.
They fear not God. And here it says, to America, if God did not spare the natural man, what makes you think you're going to get a pass?
Mm-hmm.
You're going to get exactly the same dose or even worse. Atrocities that America has done, and then spread a filth through their movies all over the world, and set a standard for how much filth they can spread across the world.
Mm-hmm.
It's coming. There's payday is coming. There's a payday for the good guys, and there's a payday for the bad guys. But all week long, I saw what's in America and what's going on. The devil is not in charge. The devil is allowed to be in charge.
That's right.
Because America rejected the prophet. America rejected the truth for their day.
Mm-hmm.
America rejected that stream of living water. And now all people have to do, God is so gracious, all people now have to do is come and believe this.
Mm-hmm.
I was thinking, we get a lot of hits. People all over the world listen to us, but they don't believe us.
Mm-hmm.
They just hope it against hope it doesn't happen. And they list for entertainment, they list to pick up knowledge, but if they would believe it, they would, you know, pretty soon the whole world would believe it. They would tell each other, you know, just come and tell.
Mm-hmm.
Whoever hears, let him say.
Mm-hmm.
But there's more than believing it. They heard Jesus preach there too, and the 7,000 and all that. But really, when it came down to the nitty-gritty, there was only a handful left. And here's the same thing today. There are people listening all over. And, Lord, I know why you let me know. Saying you got nobody. They listen to you. They hear you. But they don't hear you.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I said to every church age, he that had an ear, let him hear. And back in the day when Jesus was preaching, he that had an ear, let him hear. You got to hear it with your inner ear to the point where it does something to you. When the Lord spoke to me, saying I'm coming soon, I heard it. And it did create me an action, a desire. I lost interest in all the things in the world. I had no more use for this world. It was a garbage dump. And because it went into your bone structure, in your marrow of your bones, right into your DNA, and this world was nothing, because I knew I got to prepare myself. The Lord's coming in my generation.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll be 75 this month. And there's not much time left. 3 more years.
Mm-hmm.
And then tribulation sets in. And those that are ready, they're going into the marriage supper of the Lamb. It's a very simple program. You don't need to ask. It's so simple. The Bible is so simple. Because it's revealed then these things to babes such as would learn.
Right. Right.
And it says, unless you become as little children. And you, otherwise you can't know wise and trend. If you think you got a, you've got a big head, you ain't going to get it. Because it says here, what I just read, over in Romans, don't be proud. Don't think you're something.
Mm-hmm.
You're not the root. You're the leaf.
Mm-hmm.
The leaf is trying to go around bragging. What a great tree he is, you know.
Mm-hmm.
The tree is there because of the root. We're here because of Jesus. There's nothing in us that has any value.
That's right.
It's just the grace of God that he's been so good to us, you know, that he would allow us to see this in time.
Mm-hmm.
And it gets so simple. It's so simple, actually, you wonder, how come everybody doesn't see it?
Mm-hmm.
But it's got to come by revelation. God still, Jesus said, on this I'll build my church on revelation, build a church on this rock, the rock of revelation. You ain't gonna build a church on seminar, going to 10 years of college to figure out the Bible. It comes by revelation. It can show you something in a split second that you couldn't learn in 10 lifetimes.
Mm-hmm.
Good stuff. What say you?
It is. It's a good life living for the Lord.
There's so much a guy first could say, but unless the Spirit quickens it, you know?
Mm-hmm. You can go around trying to make people believe you, but the next minute somebody will come along and tell them something different, and then they'll believe that person, unless God gives a revelation. And
even to begin, I don't know, a lot of people got to give them a revelation who I am.
Mm-hmm.
And then a wind comes along and they get blown from here to there. That's why it says, be no more like children tossed to and fro from every wind of doctrine.
Mm-hmm.
Along comes this guy, feeds in the great tribulation, is up ahead. Why don't we be taught different? Teaches, we're in the third day. We've been taught. Like, that's why God gave you that scripture. Remember the things you've been taught.
Mm-hmm.
Remember who you've been taught them from. That's a very, very solid scripture. And continue that on. See, we've done all that because we have a reverence and a respect for the Word of God.
Mm-hmm.
We don't only, like it says, a wise man build his house upon a rock. We don't only hear it, we do it.
Mm-hmm.
Even it costs you a lot of crucified the flesh. But that's an easy thing to pay, crucifying the flesh, compared to what's on the other side. Hell, and no future, and oh man, you can't even go there. So we'll put in our effort to just stay the course.
Mm-hmm.
It's worth it. I got no regrets. In fact, it gets better every day. Just regret not doing more. But that's the last song. Yeah, we don't get attacked from somebody. Well, some from the outside, but mostly demonic attacks.
Mm-hmm.
And you better be fasting, you better be praying to get to the top of that. Luckily I was fasting that for 12 days when that attack came. I wasn't really even trying to figure it out. I was like, we got so many enemies. Which one is it? Is it this? Is it that? Is it this? Couldn't even begin to guess. Well, the Lord knows exactly what it is, and he let me know. Sure enough, it's all made sense. The witches of Endor. How do I call them full of witches?
They are full of witches, yeah.
They just don't even know it.
Well, it's a brewing place for witches.
That's all Catholic.
Mm-hmm.
Catholic on steroids.
Mm-hmm.
A pure prison.
Control.
Yeah, control.
Mm-hmm. Control environment.
Dictatorship. Yeah, but God pulled us out of there by His grace of God, eh?
Mm-hmm.
Set our feet on a solid rock. Open up His word to us.
Mm-hmm.
Who did I might know Him? Allowed us to see the end time picture. Brought us to the ministry, Brother Brent, Brother Jackson. Just because people don't see it, they don't affect me anything.
Not me either. They can mock at me and laugh at me what they want.
Mm-hmm.
And nothing's going to change the fact.
You got to seek your own salvation with fear and trembling. Mm-hmm. We did. We sought our own salvation. I didn't trust nobody.
Mm-hmm.
And I couldn't trust them. And Lord, bit by bit. Why did you go to this church today? Why are you here today? And then He let me know what the churches are about. I said, I used to be an electrician, the telephone system. And He showed me that hydro dam up in the north.
Mm-hmm.
How these electricity flows along these wires into this house here. He says, that's how Satan has infiltrated that church world. And it goes into every house. That's how he done it with the multitudes.
Mm-hmm.
They become the inhabitants. Like that, everybody had been made drunk with the wine of the fornication.
Mm-hmm.
That Roman Catholic spirit.
That's right.
You want to fight against that thing? Man, you're fighting a losing battle. You just seek your own salvation.
Mm-hmm.
Whoever, he needs to seek his salvation. The guy down the street, he needs to seek his salvation.
Mm-hmm.
Can't seek it for him.
That's why it says, let him that is righteous be righteous still. Let him that is wicked be wicked still. Let him that is unjust be unjust still.
And if somebody wants to be holy, mm-hmm. let him be holy. It can't affect us none.
It's a personal decision what people want to serve. It's like Joshua said, as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord.
Yeah, as long as Joshua was around. And then, you know, before he passed on, he let him know. Same thing Moses did, you know. This is what's going to happen if you follow God and obey His commandments, stay away from these gods and don't go worship them. In fact, go and destroy them. And you'll own the land. I mean, you got nothing to worry about. God will protect you.
Mm-hmm.
And sure enough, about a generation later, they all started drifting away. That first generation obeyed Joshua. He said, we'll do everything. And he said, as for me and my house, we'll serve the Lord. And they all agreed with him, and they said they'll do the same thing. They put in an effort to do the very thing. And like I say, I read it here last week about the Joshua and then the judges and how they slip back and forth. But it's the same thing today. Today it's individually. And we call to walk this road and tap on the soul, and the Word of God is our guide. Thy Word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my pathway. I like this journey. We were cut out for it, eh?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. We're not cut out for this pleasure thing.
Mm-hmm.
Imagine going to a hockey game. What kind of ridiculous thing is that?
It's never something that attracted me. In fact, I was so bored to tears. I don't know what people get out of it.
I can't express anything you see, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But I did see America. I'll take great pleasure destroying it. It's just a repeat of what happened back in Israel.
Yeah.
And when the NLI stepped back, it was exactly right. But I didn't see this until today. That individual, like back there, the nation cried out. But here, that individual can cry out to the Lord and surrender.
Mm-hmm.
Like Mike Lindell, you know, who's a drug addict. But he cried out to the Lord, and the Lord reached down and saved him. And there's thousands of them like it. But there's people that they're beyond repair, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Nothing you can do with that.
Mm-hmm.
They've made their mind, they've determined in their heart that's what they're going to do. And these are the people that God's going to destroy with the, they're going to destroy them.
Mm-hmm.
He has to. There's no way that evil will triumph. I see him. I was like I seen him marching into the Red Sea. That's what's still going on. That was almost a year ago. And they're still marching in. Heavenly Father, we just had a little discussion around your word, Lord. I just pray you take what's been said. Use it for your honor, for your glory. Lord, we know we've been attacked time and time again. We just come against every word or deed that's spoken against us, Lord. Every weapon that's formed against us, Lord. They're unrelenting the way they try to destroy us, try to drive a wedge between us. So we come against every weapon, every high thing that would try to exalt itself above the knowledge of God, every word or deed that is spoken against us, or even every evil thought that's spoken against us to do what? To destroy us, Lord. To drive a wedge between us, Lord. I just pray you, most of all, give that increase, Lord, and just continue to do it as you see fit, Lord. We have no program of our own. We have no agenda. We just want the Lord to do your will. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Amen.